the Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. When I say the Millionaire Imprint for Women right now in this day and time, it kind of feels really weird to say it. It's interesting to say that out loud and notice how different our world is today than it was just 3 weeks ago, than it was 6 months ago, than it was a year ago, and then it's going to be 6 months from now. So it's a really, really interesting time. And I know that there's a lot of things going on in the world, but we are here to empower, to inspire, and to help you navigate these interesting times. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Donette Palmore, today, and we're going to be talking, this episode is going to be about how we're talking to our kids about money. And Donette is bringing a very special guest, and last month she had her daughter Chloe on, and this day, today, she's bringing on Julia, and that's her other daughter, and she's bringing her on here in just a little while. Welcome to the show, Donette.
Thank you so much. Good to see you again. Thank you guys all for coming. I am super excited about
show notes. You said that there are two uncomfortable topics that we don't talk to our kids about. One of them is sex and one of them is money. And we need to stop making these subjects taboo and talk honestly and openly about them. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the necessity of talking to your kids about money. But you also get to listen today to the transformation of Julia, who's 22 years old, and whose parent, which is you, our financial coach, because that's what you do here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, is you're coaching and supporting and assisting people with their financial resources, with their financial plans, with their legacy and whatnot. So you've been very open with your children, because last month when you had Chloe here, very inspirational young woman, can't remember, is Chloe 18, 17, 18?
She's 19.
Oh, she's 19. Okay. So yeah, very inspirational. I was so inspired by that, because I thought, my gosh, you know, if I would have had parents like that, if I would have had the conversations that you had with Chloe and that you have with your kids when I was growing up, my whole system would have been completely different. And the one thing that I remember that really stands out from what Chloe said is that, you know, she feels, because I think we asked her the question is, how different does she feel according to her friends? And she does feel different, because a lot of her friends are not in the same boat, which, as you say too, Donette, is that a lot of your clients, you see that also with your clients, that they don't talk to their children about money, right?
Right, right. They're also the product of their parents not talking to them about money. We just have had so many generations of, you don't talk about it. You just don't talk about it. You brush under the rug. It's none of your business. Don't worry about it. But the truth is that our kids see us worrying, because we can't really hide that. They feel what we're feeling. They can feel the tension. They can feel the emotion. They can feel the conflict. And when we're not talking about that, sometimes they think it's their fault, right?
Yeah.
So it's so, so important to have an open conversation with them about it, especially now, right? We cannot hide that everybody is in a panic. And I'll talk more about that later and kind of tell you my story through this whole thing and how cool it is. Definitely it is a good, good time to open that conversation with your kids.
It's an excellent time. It's an excellent time, Donette, to open the conversation, because here's the thing. You know, when you said that they don't want to talk about it and the kids feel it, it's because you said it. It's an emotion. And what's the emotion about? It's fear. It's fear. Fear of not having enough resources, fear of not having enough money, fear of running out of money, fear of not being able to pay the bills. It's all in the field and it's in the home. And so if the emotion is in the field, if the elephant is in the room and we're not talking about the elephant, then it's just there. And the mental body, the mind is always preoccupied with fear, danger ahead, danger, danger, something's happening. And that's why I've said this many times on the Millionaire Imprint for Women here when we first started this show, and that is the stakes for women are high, not just women, but men too. And that is, I said, parents, women, don't raise your children to be another poverty statistic.
Yes, I totally agree. The parents also need to get knowledge about how to manage their money, right? It's, we pass down what we know or what we don't know. So it's important for us first to get right with our money. Then we can show our kids the way, because our kids don't do what we say. They do what we do. They're watching and they do it. So we, right? Yeah. Our parents used to say, don't do what I say, do what I say, but we do what they do. We do what we're seeing them do. And really we can't hide that. And
you know what? I remember this quote back in the day when I was started working on my inner child long time ago. I remember the quote saying, children learn what they live.
Yes.
Children learn what they live. Children learn what they live. So look at it from a standpoint of not talking about the elephant in the room, not talking openly about sex and money. Look at that. Children learn that. And then look at your children. When you've talked openly to your children about sex and money and the elephant and given them the resources and the tools. It wasn't always like that, because you did talk about your story. You know, you also made a change and you decided that you wanted to change your financial, legacy of where you were at. And that's when you said, okay, I'm going to change this. And you really took the bull by the horn and you did it for yourself. You did it for your family and you got the entire family involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's important, is to get our kids involved, get them involved. There is one gentleman that I know, when his kids turn about 16, 17, he actually hands the checkbook over and has them manage the household budget.
Oh my God, that's excellent.
But he doesn't have to worry about it, because he has taught them well. So he knows they're going to probably be fine. He's taught them well. He's given the skills, the knowledge, and they're able just to take it over without skipping a beat.
And when we think about it, you know, our children are our future leaders. So if the children don't know how to budget their money, how to deal with their finances, if the children don't know what to do, then how are they going to lead the legacies moving forward, right? And this is why this is so important. That's why your girls, your ladies that you're bringing here, and I know you're going to bring your son next month, that, you know, they have the tools that they need and they're beautiful role models and examples of what it looks like. I'm looking forward to meeting Julia today. And one of the things that you also said is that, you know, many, many parents, they feel shame or they feel guilty of the mistakes that we've made in the past, right?
Yeah.
You said that in the notes. And the one thing I want to remind the audience about is that, you know, feeling guilty is never, ever something that is useful for yourself at all, for the physical body. Guilt is a useless feeling. It's not even an emotion. And I specialize in emotions. That's one of the things that I do. And so guilt is just a religious program that we've been programmed into, to feel guilty if we take care of ourselves or nurture or, you know, self-care. So guilt is a useless feeling. So don't even bother. And the more that we can open up and really share about honestly about our mistakes and things that we've done, that's where the healing really begins. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I'm in 100% of agreement with you. We have 80% of people in America are living paycheck to paycheck. 80% of them are in some kind of debt. And 40% of them have trouble getting out of credit. They have trouble paying their credit card bills. We are in, there's no reason for this. If we work, so the median household income is about $53,000 if you never get a raise. If you work for 40 years, that's about $2.1 million that is slipping through your fingers. What are you doing with it? With that kind of money in the place that we live in America, we should be able to retire with choices and dignity. There's no reason for 80% of us to live paycheck to paycheck or be in this kind of debt and stealing from our future. 30% of people take 401k loans. That's...
Yeah, those are, I mean, when we think about really what our country, our paradigm, our past, all of that has been built on, it was built on debt. And, you know, we have to be smarter than that and really rise above that and not do some of the things that have been done before and continue that same way of living. We have to choose to build our new earth, our new world, on a foundation that is sustainable and that is thriving and that is responsible and that is intelligent. And like right now, I see so many people and I hear from people like, what am I going to do without my Starbucks? What am I going to do without my nails? What am I going to do when I can't get my hair done? Things like that. In a society where we've been over consuming, we're really being called right now to look at what's important. What is important and what really matters.
That is so true. And I see that all over. People are home with their kids. They're having to get to know each other again because they spend, you know, you spend 7, 8, 9 hours away from each other. You come back, it's homework, it's dinner, and it's bedtime, and repeat and repeat and repeat. And people don't really know each other. And you're right. The number one thing is your family. You are raising the next generation. You're raising the world changers. We need to empower them to be able to do that. And when our finances are in the way, we can't. It stops us. We're too worried about it. We're too focused on that. But when we have it in control and we have it in line and organized and we're doing the right things with our money. Oh my gosh, what kind of opportunity opens up?
And right now I want to say, you know, it appears that we could be using all kinds of excuses. I just want to say this, that, oh, the virus, and we could be using all the excuses that, okay, well, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And really, this is actually the time to really look at everything and look at what resources are available. What can you do? What is it? And when we move into that type of opening, that type of willingness, that type of, wow, you know, what conversation can I have over here with these people about this? What can I talk to these people about? What can I do here if I can't meet this? What can I do here? What do I need to do now? What can I do as this all settles out to lay a better foundation than I've had in the past? What can I do now? And really sit down at the table with your family and have these open conversations where right now there's a global lockdown where we're all being invited to really take a look at what matters, what's important to us, what's important to us, how do we want to create and live our lives? You know, we've been yearning for a simpler way to live. We've been yearning for a simpler way to live because everything has been so busy and so distracted, but yeah, now we're having laser beam focus.
That's right.
Laser beam focus on what's there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is, somebody said that, stress reveals the cracks in the system, and that's exactly what's happening. So we're going to become aware of where our system needs to be fixed. And guess what? we have the power to fix it.
We do have the power to fix it. And it's not, we're not powerless. We're not powerless in this. We can't do anything about what's going on out there. That's why I always encourage everyone to take responsibility for their emotions, for their thoughts, for their feelings, for their beliefs, for their energy, and really look inside and see where you are, who are you now, where do you want to go, and forget about the past on what you didn't do right and what didn't work out and all these things. Practice forgiveness and make peace with the past and really look at right now going, wow, what opportunities are there to make things better? And put the boundary in the sand and saying, you know, I want to have a thriving environment for my future and whatever that's going to take. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm so excited because you're going to introduce us to your daughter. Is she here?
I think she's in the waiting room.
Zach, is Julia here? Not yet. Okay.
She is. Let me see.
Okay. So, well, this may be a good time while you're making a connection with Julia, because we're in different locations. We're all in different locations, so it's great. We're going to bring her in, but I want to tell you all about something. So this Saturday, I'm offering a free webinar. I personally have mastered transcending fear. And what is fear? Fear is an emotion. And what is it right now that is in the collective that so many people right now have so much fear? And that's the reason why I'm offering this free webinar on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, where people can come in and I will support them in transcending the fears that are currently in their reality, whatever their fears are. I said, bring them all with you, bring them all with you. We're gonna transcend it together. And what would some of those fears be? Fear of loss, fear of running out of money, fear of lack of purpose, fear of death, fear of getting sick, fear of your family getting sick, fear of not having a job, fear of being present with how you feel right now. These are all real things that people are walking around with in their energy field. And you know what happens when we don't acknowledge that there's fear there? The mind, the mental body, is preoccupied with danger. There's danger. You're always waiting for the shoe to drop or something bad to happen. But if we transcend that fear, then you can really show up more fully in your presence and create the world, your reality, in command of your reality with what you want to create. Saturday at 11 o'clock Pacific time. The link is in the description there. Feel free to join us. It's free. It's from 11 o'clock Pacific time. Come join us. Bring all your fears with you and we're going to transcend them together. I hope to see you there. So, all right, Donette, are we with Julia now?
Julia is here. Is she able to talk?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Good morning. Hi, Julia.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Heard so many lovely, wonderful things about you, and I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Well, thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Great, great. So tell us, Donette, tell us a little bit about your daughter.
Well, Julia is 22 years old. She has been able to support herself for the last 3 years. She moved out on her own a couple of years ago, which is always bittersweet to have your kids grow up. Oh. But Julia is such a hard worker. She graduated high school at 16, college at 18, has worked three jobs and gone to school full time. She is a go-getter and just out there setting goals, hitting goals, and just being amazing. I'm so very proud of her. I can't say enough about her. It's just amazing to watch her kids grow up and go out and contribute to society, live their life, live their dreams, and be productive and be happy.
Oh my God, Julia, how does that make you feel having your mom talk to you, to feel this way about you?
Well, thanks, Mom. I mean, it feels good. She kind of taught me everything. So
yeah,
everything I know how to do, I learned from her.
Yeah. I mean, but the fact that you did it, you know, that you're doing that, you know, that you graduated at 16, these are all extraordinary, extraordinary leaps and steps. And I read in the notes that you're working on becoming a film producer.
That's Chloe.
Oh, that's
also,
Chloe.
Am I supposed to be on video? It shows me. No, yeah, I don't know if I am
video,
or not. But.
Come on video. Come and join us. So is there on your, can you help her?
I think I found it.
Hi. you look like my niece. She has a beautiful moon face. You have a moon face. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have a moon face. It's a beautiful face.
Thanks.
So welcome. So anyway, wow, this is just, it's great to have you here. So I don't know how you want to take this, Donette. Let's open it up to see how you instilled these principles in her, and maybe even share the story again of how you got to where you are.
Yeah. So I did send her questions this time to kind of prepare her, but let's kind of get her viewpoint. What was it like growing up in our house with the whole money situation and watching me through the journey, because I took you guys with me?
Yeah. I mean, it was, there was definitely times where it was like, okay, I understand that we're struggling. We're not able to do this or this or this, or we can't have this right now. But I think that you guys always did a good job of protecting us from being scared of it, and providing the best that you guys could with whatever we had.
Yeah. One of the things I remember your mom talked about last time when Chloe was on, and that is she had given, when it was time to get school clothes, she had given you guys, you know, money to go and go buy the school clothes, and you know, you didn't want to spend $30 on a pair of jeans or whatever that was. Why are jeans so expensive, or why are a pair of pants so expensive? You know, here's the money, go buy your own school clothes and see what you come up with. Instead of going to the store and then you picking out everything, and then the parent stands up there with, you know, $600 or whatever it's going to come to, right? So that you can understand the value of money.
Yeah,
I definitely learned a lot that way.
Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, I remember you would give us, you'd say you have this amount to go spend, and we would usually go to Kohl's and I would go to the sales rack.
But when did it first change for you, Julia? When did it change? Like, because it wasn't always, your mom wasn't always like this, but like you must have been already like, okay, we're like, before the rules were like this, we could do whatever we wanted or whatever we could have it. And then all of a sudden when your mom decided that, hey, we're going to now do this financial, we're going to change everything. When did that change and how did that affect you?
Oh, I don't remember how old I was. Was I in high school? I might've still been in high school, maybe starting. I remember we started with the envelopes. I thought the envelopes were weird and I wasn't a huge fan of them at first, but I think they were kind of a foundational piece in her teaching us how to budget and allot certain amounts of money for certain categories of things. I think I would say I noticed it first in high school.
How is that helping you, like all the things that you've learned, you know, at home, how is that helping you now? And how are you dealing with all of the stuff now that's going out there with the virus, with your financial everything? How are you dealing with everything now?
I'm okay. I think she taught me enough to where I can have my emergency fund. I have savings if I need it, although I'm trying not to use it. So I'm working on not spending money on useless things or eating out as much. Just my hours got cut at work, so I'm having to budget a little more wisely, but luckily she prepared me for that kind of thing.
Wow, that's so huge. Do you also find that you're different than some of your peers or colleagues, friends?
Yes. I'm yelling at 40-year-olds for spending too much money eating out every week.
What do you want to ask her?
How did you feel about all this?
About what?
When you were going through it, seeing the change, how did that make you feel?
I guess at first it was, I mean, like when we first started doing money management.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because I don't like being told what to do.
It's a lot like
especially not with my money. And I guess it was kind of more scary at first because now, I mean, I had to be paying attention, and sometimes paying attention can be a little scary because you realize how careless you're being. And you don't like to think of yourself as careless. So at first it was scary and it was intimidating. I guess it made me a little upset, not angry, just having to change things is always a little bit upsetting. But I mean, overall now it's a lot more comfortable of a situation and it's not so scary because I know what to expect. So yeah, I guess that's what I would say about that.
And how do you think that has made you feel in this situation and react to the situation that we're in right now?
A lot better. I'm glad that we went through everything that we went through then, because now when there's a pandemic and everybody's panicking and no one has enough money, I feel okay. I'm lucky enough to still be working and being better about where I'm spending my money and how I'm spending my money during these times. I guess it made me feel a little more confident and I don't have a need to have as much anxiety as unfortunately other people might.
Yeah. It feels like you are in a place that you're able to be much more calm and, you know, on purpose with, okay, you know, navigating these times. And the other question that I wanted to ask you about is like, a lot of times, you know, when people look at financial budgeting, when they look at that, or like when they look at, they have to make changes, or they have to save, or they should save, or they should, people feel that they are restricted. And so how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Julia? Did you feel restriction, you know, or powerless?
During this right now, during the pandemic?
During the time, you know, like when you're organizing your money, you're saving your money and you're putting your money into different envelopes and categories, you're budgeting, you know, do you feel that it is a restriction or do you feel that it's empowering?
I think at first, when we first started, it felt restricting and that was one of the reasons it was upsetting. Is going to where, and I know how much money I'm going to have left over in the end.
Good.
Now it's a sense of security.
It is a sense of security. It's liberating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That is exactly what a budget is. That's exactly what it is. And she's right. When we first start doing it, it's weird. It does feel restrictive. But when we see the consistency in it and we're saving and our goals are being met and we're not having to worry, we're not checking our bank account every day to see what's come through. Wow. That's empowering.
Yeah.
That's the peace of mind we're all looking for, trying to get by buying.
Yeah. Remember we talked a little bit earlier, I did mention we were a consuming society. And that's all, we're all changing from being consumers to creators is like, hello, let's make that change because we don't really need all these things that we we would, all that instant gratification to, you know, to buy all these things we think we need and hoard, and, you know, when we really don't need all these things. So Chloe, you're working from home now. Julia, are you working from home now?
Yes, I am.
So how is that working out for you? Because you were in the office, right? And now you're working from home?
Yeah, I was in a call center before. Now I'm working from home. It's good. It's different. It's not my favorite thing, but I'm grateful to just be working and have a job right now, because a lot of people don't. But I mean, it's interesting. There's not much. I feel kind of holed up here because I'm just at home. Everywhere's closed. But overall, I mean, it's fine. And I'm grateful to still be working.
Yeah. One of our producers that's producing the show is Zach. And usually he's at Transformation Talk Radio, and there is a building in Bothell, Washington, and they are there producing us from there. And Zach is now today first time at home also. But it's so great that we can still have the internet, so much to be grateful for, that we can have the internet and we can still connect cyberspace, and we can connect on the internet, and we can still connect with each other. We can still teach. We can still inspire. We can still, you know, share with each other the way that we're doing. We can still connect. And it's just amazing what we have right now, and to really be grateful for this time.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Donette, do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started again on this whole thing, your story?
So I grew up, really, I was tossed around to my parents. We didn't really have money. I've lived in shelters. I slept in cars. And as you grow up, sometimes you think, okay, well, this is just how it's going to be. We're going to struggle our whole life. We're not going to have money. But when you grow up and you start having your own kids and you get married and all these life events are happening, I think, like you said earlier, you see what's important. And my family is so very important to me. And I did not want that same cycle for them. I did not. And when we were making good money, but when the check didn't come in, we were scrambling. We were stressed out. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then when it came in, we're spending. And somewhere I knew that needed to stop. And it wasn't healthy. It wasn't a healthy relationship with money. And it wasn't a healthy relationship I wanted to see my kids have. Because when we're stressed about money and we're in relationships, then we're going to fight because we have a stressor, right? So I decided to take control. I decided to seek out, how can I change this? What can I do? There has to be a better way. This has to stop. And when I made that choice was when everything changed. And I did it not only for myself, because if I can't take care of myself, how am I going to take care of someone else?
When was that, when you made that change?
I believe it's been about 7 years.
7 years. Yeah. So it's almost like, you know, they say, like, if you're married and you've been married for 7 years or whatever, you're over the hump or whatever. Yeah. But it seems like, you know, because everything has to do in relationship to how we relate to things, to money, to food, to our work. Everything has to do with the relationship. So the fact that you changed your relationship with money, that it's been 7 years, and now you have such a beautiful foundation, and thankfully so that you didn't want the same thing for your kids. It's hard to believe and see you sleeping in cars and see you sleeping in, you know, shelters or whatever. It's hard to believe, just like it's hard for me to believe and look at myself that I used to want to, you know, commit suicide. I battled suicide for half of my adult life, and that I don't have that anymore. It's hard to believe, to see how far we've come, but it's such a great thing when we realize that our challenges can be turned into victories.
Absolutely.
And that we can absolutely change our environments, that every single person has everything they need within themselves to be able to rise into our greatest potential. But we have to want to. We have to get out of our comfort zone, which most people don't like to step out of because they don't want to be uncomfortable. And it's like really, it's, you know, it's really time to rise above it and create new neural pathways, new legacies, new foundational principles, one where we can be proud of on the earth of things that we are creating today. And I know with Julia and Chloe as women leaders that are out there that are starting from such a young age that have these principles in place, I trust you guys. You know, I trust you modeling this way and doing your best. And I would trust to know that what is happening in the future, that you are leading us in the right direction. And so that makes me feel good. And that's what these shows and this information is all about, so that we can inspire other people so they can look and have beautiful examples of, hey, these guys did it. We can too.
Absolutely. And I think you said something that was really important, is that you have to want to do it. This isn't something that happens overnight. Your process wasn't something that happens overnight. It's something we have to instill a habit every single day. We have to strengthen that muscle every single day. And the more that we do it, the easier it gets. And the more peace and clarity we get when we're getting right with our finances and our minds are clear. I had some clients I was working with, they were in debt, they were working the 9-to-5 jobs. As we were starting to work together and they were getting out of debt, they had a dream that they didn't think they could ever, ever accomplish. And that was to simply open up a catering business. Well, guess what? That's what they did. They were able to actually realize that dream and open up their catering business. And the look on their face when they're like, we are going to open our catering business, it was something they've always wanted to do, is priceless and worth, I mean, everything I went through. If somebody can change their life because of it, it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Help somebody else, whatever we've been through is worth it.
It is. And Donette, you're offering to our audience today, you have, I think there were three gifts that I saw. Can you speak to those gifts, and how can people access your generous gifts right now and get started? One of the things before you share, I just want to say, we have another influencer on the Lady Boss platform that is Joan Sharp, and she talks to people about changing the conversation from money to vision. And this is what reminded me of right now. You said about the dream is the catering business. And so if you as the family sit down with your family and talk about what's the vision, and don't talk about, okay, the money let's look at the vision again. What is the vision? And then the vision is the catering business. The vision is the catering business. Talk about that. And then sit down and figure out the strategy of, okay, what are we going to do to get there? And then contact Donette and go get all of those budget sheets and all the offerings that she's getting ready to tell you about. And what are they?
Right. So there is the why worksheet, because like you said, we have to start with why. We have to start with our vision. What are we aiming for? The other one is the budgeting worksheet that I use with my clients. Love it. It's a great interactive worksheet so that you can budget, you can allocate, and you can actually see what you've been doing. It does all the math for you, which I love. And then also the other one, I have a class starting on Tuesday for teens from 12, 13 to about 19 or 20, using a video game called Money Mavericks, learning about money. And then we come together. It's a 6-week program. We come together and we talk about it. We talk about goals. We talk about dreams. We talk about what makes us happy and how our behaviors with money will make us happy or sad, depending on what we value. And if you type in, I believe you guys are going to put all the links in. And if you type in, the coupon code is COVID-19, you get 25% off of this program. So I really want to just stress about talking to your kids about money, being open about it, even if you're embarrassed. even if you're going to make more mistakes, what are you going to do? They're going to see it anyways. Just make the mistakes. Let them see, because we don't want the next generation to be afraid of making mistakes. You know, I hear about kids with this pressure in school because they have to be perfect and they're committing suicide over it. We cannot let them think they have to be perfect. We have to let them know it's okay to make mistakes and support them through that.
Yeah. And remember that you're talking to a suicide survivor. So it's a miracle that I'm alive today. And really, when it comes down to suicide, at the time when a person wants to commit suicide, they want to commit suicide because they see no way out. Mm-hmm. They see no way out. And really what they want to kill, they really don't want to kill themselves. They want to kill the pain. That's what they want to kill. And so I just want to talk to all those people out there. There is a way out. There is a way out. I don't have the number for the suicide prevention, but contact someone. And if you, anyone that's listening to this show, is having suicidal thoughts, call me, 360-941-5783, and I will talk you off the ledge and remind you what an amazing gift you are to our world, what an amazing contribution you are, and that you came here to live. You didn't come here to commit suicide. You didn't come here to not thrive in abundance. You came here to be your best self. The thing that I always say to people is that when I was growing up, I always felt like I never felt like I could fit into the world. I didn't feel like I could fit in somewhere. I didn't feel where I could belong. And I realized later on that I was never meant to fit in. I was meant to create the new. And now, as I'm walking forward, there may not be, the path is not clear on which way to go. But I know one thing, I'm going to create the path. And that's really what we all need to do. And while we're talking about this, I wanted to remind everybody, this Saturday, 3:28 at 11 a.m., I'm offering a free webinar. I've mastered how to transcend fear. I've transcended fear. And so what would fear be? What is the fear that people have in their energy field? And that's fear of loss, fear of running out of money, fear of getting sick, fear of not having a purpose, fear of wanting to commit suicide. Whatever the fear is, these things can all be transcended and you don't have to walk around with it. I'm going to show you how. And everybody that comes to the call, it's free. It's free. People should be flocking to that webinar and signing up, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to walk around. You're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel so much lighter, because what happens when people have fear is they're paralyzed. They don't act and they stay in a toxic space because they're afraid to move forward. So that's what we want to do. Make sure that you look at the link below and come and sign up for the webinar. It's free, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And we just have a few minutes left. So I just want to say again, Julia, what an amazing woman you are. I'm so proud of you as a person, as a being, and so grateful that your mom has given you and taught you these principles. And thank you for being fearless and showing how you're doing it, even though, you're in the same boat we all are in, but you're confidently navigating things now, right?
Yeah, thank you. And I definitely owe a lot of that to my mom.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what do you want to say? What do you want to leave everyone with? We have just a couple minutes left.
Oh, me?
Donette?
Oh, me. The reason that I brought my kids on and I'm bringing them on is so that you guys can see that what I'm saying is true. I'm not just talking about whatever I learned and here, do this, but I've lived it. And my kids have lived it. And you guys can see that what I tell my clients, what I teach my clients works. This works. Gaining control of your money works. And it's going to bring you so much peace and clarity to just be able to live your purpose, to be the light that you we're brought here to be.
Yeah. So I love what you're offering for the teens. So the offer for the teens, what is that? It's the teens are how old?
It's going to be 12. I would say 12 to about 19 or 20.
12 to 19 or 20. So, you know, parents, all the ladies out there, everybody that's watching the show, now is the time to give your children this gift, especially during the time that they're at home. And guess what? If you guys can sit and do it together as a family. I mean, that's also another thing. I think it's a wonderful investment right now to really look at what is calling your soul, what hasn't been handled, so that as we move forward, I mean, 2020 is a game changer. 2021, the world as we know it will never be the same again, because we've been crying out for a long time to make the changes, the necessary changes, and it's happening. And there's a lot of people that I know that have lost their lives and that are sick and that are infected with the virus. And we're sending so much love and compassion to all of these people. And that's why right now is the perfect time to, you know, strengthen your own inner foundation and look at what really matters to you. Wouldn't you say, Donette?
Absolutely. And with this game also comes a parent book. So it's going to have questions. It's going to have questions for you to open conversation. Because sometimes we don't know what to ask. We don't know what to say. So this program really helps that communication open up between the parents and the kids about money.
Now, those aren't your books, are they?
No, these aren't my books. But it's a game that was created by a group of coaches, financial coaches, to bring financial education, unbiased financial education to our teenagers so that they can learn about money. You get to get your first job at 15. Talks to you about taxes and what a paycheck is and what a 401k is and benefits. And it goes into every little detail you can think about when it comes to our money. And then the player gets to make a choice.
That's fantastic. I think all the parents should get it too, because all the parents that didn't get the education from their parents, that would be the time to go get it. And it would be actually, it would be fun to take your inner child on that journey right now. It's really, you know, it's really the optimal time. So many of us are at home, and I see like now is really the time to heal, to invest in a class, to invest in a program, to do some online learning, to write the book that you've always wanted to write, to write the song, to let your creativity come flourish out, to strengthen your skills. You know, so there's so many positive things that can happen right now. I mean, take a break. Take a break.
Absolutely.
You know, take a break.
Julia, do you have anything you want to say to anybody listening about your journey and encouraging them?
I guess I would just say hard work pays off. It's definitely a grind. You have to do it every single day. You have to wake up and make a choice to do it. But it pays off.
Julia, what do you think is, what do you think is going on like with the world? Like what are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Like, how do you see this playing out, and what would you like to see happen?
I'm hoping in the next couple months it dies down a lot. I think that right now there's just a lot of fear and panic, and people are reacting in an unfavorable way by hoarding everything that they don't really need.
Julia, do you think that people should sign up for my webinar on Saturday, the free one, when you're saying panic?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think people should sign up for your webinar.
Yeah. And what else do you think? Like, are you excited about the future? Do you feel like it's all going to pass? And do you feel like it's all going to be okay? And are you looking forward to living your life?
Yes, definitely. I think this is all going to pass. It's panic right now. It's fear, it's anxiety. And now that there's not a real situation going on that we need to take care of, but I think we need to take care of it with means other than fear and anxiety. But it'll pass just like everything else does, and we'll be okay again.
Good. Good. That's excellent. That's how I feel too. I feel like we're going to be okay. And I feel like it's all going to work out. We just have to, again, look inside and find out what's important and make a connection with our own inner governor, our own inner self, and look at our autonomy and look at who I am today and how far I've come and bow to the teacher within and really look at, hey, what hasn't worked for me in the past? What do I want to change now? And money is an important conversation of that. And that's why I'm always so grateful, Donette, that you are here educating and empowering and inspiring us to change, you know, our financial footprint.
Absolutely. This is my calling. I was a mother. I was a wife. I homeschooled my kids. They're off doing their own life. And now it's my turn to go out into the world and bring this message about money, getting right with your money, setting a plan, gaining control of it, refocusing on your why, and really getting this world to have a better relationship with their money. I mean, we can make such an impact if we were right with our money. And people think not everything's tied to money, but it is. Because it's always in the back of our mind if we're worried about it. It's always going to be there. It's going to really dictate our lives if we're not doing the right things with our money. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's actually the same thing that I feel with fear, that if we don't handle the fear, it's always going to be in the back of our mind and it's always going to, so it's the same thing. And once we can realize and really understand like, hey, I want to change my relationship here. I want to transcend this energy. I don't want to walk around and be afraid. I want to be confident, and I want to do what I can in my environment and look at everything and talk about everything and have those tough conversations and use the tools and resources that are available to me now. So this really is the time, and we're offering you, the public, all the resources that you need, and there's no excuse. Really, this is the time. You know, don't use this virus as an excuse to fall behind with your greatest self. Because, you know, it's like, I see that. I see people going, oh, I can't do this. I can't, commit to this financial thing because of this. I can't do this. I can't do this. These are, don't use these excuses. Again, look at the vision and look at what it is that you want to create. And it's all about your intention. That's what it's about. It's about what is your intention. I'm setting up a financial empire in my intention. That's what I'm doing. And I'm going to continue on doing that because my foundation is a thriving foundation. That's what I'm setting up. And we know that that's also Donette's foundation. And she's taught her children how to set up that foundation. And so we're building that, aren't we? And
absolutely. That's
what this time period is all about.
And I think we've lost vision in this world. We really have. And there's a Bible verse that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And if we do not sit and think about what it is that we want to do in our life, what do we want to accomplish? Why are we here? We're just going to get the same thing. We're not going to get out of this rut, and we're not going to make a difference.
You know, Albert Einstein, love what you just said. Albert Einstein said, we can't solve the same problems with the same level of consciousness that created it. And so here we are. Now we have to look at it from a different consciousness. And it's not about blaming the past. Right. Let it go. Let everybody off the hook. Let's own it all now and look at what's ours to deal with. And it's all each in our individual home, isn't it? We're all in our home having a look at our own movie. And so right. Here we go. You know, we can have a wonderful movie. Let's play a wonderful, and then we can contact Julia and have her, or Chloe, and have her be our movie director. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Julia, for being here. You've been a wonderful contribution to the show. It's wonderful to meet you. Many blessings to you. Come back again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, Donette. It's wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Take
you.
Take care, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.